welcome once again to another episode of SLMA Radio. Brought to you on behalf of our 9,000-plus members of the Sales Lead Management Association. If it has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing, it probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show. As always, we remind you, this is not a scripted show. Live exchange, lively ideas, and it's always led by our fearless leader, the founder and executive director of the Sales Lead Management Association, Jim Overmeyer. Hey, Jim.
Good morning, Paul. It's a wonderful day in the Northwest, and I'm sure it's a wonderful day in Southern California in our studios.
And I got to say, you look sharp in the sweater vest. I've always been a fan. I know sweater vests are kind of out of vogue ever since, what's his name, who ran for president, used to try and wear them and got laughed at, but I love sweater vests.
Rick Santorum. Well, I'm in the Northwest, so I have to wear a sweater vest. Hey, we've got a great guest today. I've always been a strong believer in PR. And I recently put a marketing tip up on our site, our SLMA site. And the marketing tip really said that very seldom does management really look at PR. Many, or I should say smaller companies, do they really give credit for PR? I said in my management tip, PR can be one of your most consistent performers. And I said public relations in its many forms, media relations, crisis management, press relations, media mentions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Seldom gets credit for its contribution. And for the average company, I found through the years, PR can contribute as much as 22 to 23% of all sales leads the company creates. They just don't always know how to measure it. And today, the title of our program is Why PR is More Accountable in a Perplexing Digital World. I've watched this change over the last couple of years. So some are going to say PR is more important than ever before, which I believe. Others contend it is losing ground in a digital world. And I think these people are blind, not to put too fine a point on it. It's a world obsessed with accountability, read as sales results for every dollar spent in marketing. So my question today for our guest is PR more accountable than other forms? Let's hear it from the VP, Senior VP of Marketing, Ken Winko. Did I pronounce that right, Ken?
That is correct.
Winko. Now, you're the senior VP at Incision and PR Newswire, where you manage the company's global marketing strategy. You're also a member of the Executive Management Committee. Got more than 20 years of marketing product business development experience and bringing innovative marketing programs to the fore. Before we get into our subject, I've seen some really interesting, and we've got them posted on our site today. Cision launches new Cision Communications Cloud October 24th for the new era of meeting and communications. We're going to talk about that today. But even more recent, November 30th, Cision becomes world-class executive team to drive the company's visions. And you've got four people that came aboard all at the same time. I know you're a big company, but that's a lot of executives. Chris Lynch, Dave Barker. Emir Lindo and Dustin Johnson. So you got some major hitters there coming aboard to help you out in the efforts. So what's all this activity going on at Cision?
Well, you know, when you look at what's going on in the marketplace, first of all, we're very fortunate to bring in the talent that you mentioned. And really, you know, this question about PR and earned media and where's it going, what is its role within the broader marketing communications landscape? Especially in a social and digital world. So first thing that we're seeing, and if you look at even the new hires and the expertise that we've brought in, they all come from the MarTech space. And why is that? So Kevin Aykroyd, our new CEO, comes from Oracle Marketing Cloud. And he's been with us now for a couple months. And he's been instrumental in leading the new vision for the company. And as you saw and you noted, the Cision Communication Cloud. So similar to what has happened in the paid space, right, with ad tech and what's happened with owned media, when you look at Adobe and you look at Salesforce, they all have a cloud, and they brought in data and analytics and technology and integrated it. They've been able to make it programmatic and scale it. And the final piece is they've made it attributable to revenue. And when you look at, you know, PR, and I think that's really the question that people have had in their mind is, well, what is the contribution of PR to revenue? And you actually noted that in your introduction. So the hires that we've made, everything that we're doing at Cision is really taking PR and earned media and building out a completely integrated, scalable, attributable, and measurable program so that you can demonstrate organizational growth.
You know, we scheduled this interview several months ago before this program was introduced. So the interview is changing somewhat to be partially a discussion of this. I got so excited. I put that little management tip up there a week ago. And then I read your press release November 30th, and then I read what this program does for earned media. And I've always been a huge supporter of PR, and I've generated hundreds of thousands of leads for other companies. But PR was always the thing in my back pocket that provided consistency. Other things came and went, and there were big lumps and inquiries coming in. But PR properly applied was very consistent, but I didn't, not sophisticated enough, I didn't have the programs to really help me prove the return on investment. I had management teams that believed me because I didn't brook any nonsense when they wanted to pull the PR. I just didn't let it happen. But, you know, when I look at your own PR release here, you say, according to Outsell Incorporated, 81% of senior marketers rank earned media as more effective, equally effective as paid media, and the power to drive business results is shifting to the communicators. This really comes into what we're going to talk about here today, which is, obviously, do you believe that PR is the most important generator of new business in the marketing stack? Tell us why.
So first of all, let me say that Outsell study that we conducted research with them was this past spring. So this is very recent, and we surveyed over 1,500 senior marketers, okay? And then we interviewed over 20 more CMOs in specific industries and different markets. When you look at that, let me just say, first of all, what's driving this shift? And let's address that, just starting, you know, okay, why is earned media more important than ever before? Or why should we, actually, what I say is, why is earned media back? Because if you look at it 20 years ago, right, and it's, everything goes in 20-year cycles, you know, some would argue that was the golden age of PR. There was actually an article that I came across in Entrepreneur last year that actually the headline was The Golden Age, How the PR Industry is Coming into Its Own. If you've read the Edelman Trust Barometer, great research that Edelman does every single year. They're one of our partners on the agency side. Where do people go to for information when they're making buying decisions? 78% say recommendations from friends and family, right? Now, I don't know what that says about the 22% who don't trust their friends and family, but that's another story. 65%, the second-ranked information source, are academics, analysts, and other experts. That's our business. That's earned media. Only 61% said companies they use, and 31% companies that they don't use. So if you aren't doing business with a particular brand, you aren't going to trust them. And so that's really a big uphill battle to climb for brands. So when you look at that shift, that's really why earned media and that 81%. Now, are we saying that paid media and owned media doesn't matter? Of course not. It does have its place. What we're actually advocating for is that earned media used in conjunction and in a coordinated way with paid and owned will be the most effective strategy. And people traditionally under-allocate investment in earned media. So let me actually just say, and I can ask you, so what percentage of budget marketing investment typically goes towards paid media? Any guess there?
Paid media? I should know, but I don't. It's probably 60, 70%.
83% of all marketing investment goes to paid media.
That's makes sense.
Online, offline, that's a lot of money.
What percentage goes to PR?
Well, that's
I bet you're going to get to that.
Right? Right, I will get to that in a second. And yet, at the same time, that 83% of all this money for the traditional marketers going towards paid media, 88% of consumers say that advertising has little to no influence on them when making purchase decisions. Now, that being said, okay, let's just say, for the sake of purposes, you say unconsciously there is an impact. Okay, fine. But when you look at ad blockers, okay, and this is from the Global Web Index, and this was from first quarter of this year, 37% of consumers say they have an ad blocker set up on their mobile devices. Another 42% say that they're highly interested in and or were in the process of doing so. So that only leaves 21% who say that they're not interested in ad blocking. What does that say about the changing mindset of the consumer and where they go to for information? I mean, when was the last time that either of you clicked on an ad, right, online? I mean, I can't tell you the last time I did that. So that's really where earned media comes into play. And what we see is that people are underinvesting in earned media in particular. And I can share some of these statistics within our own marketing strategy at Cision and how we've changed our approach and the results that we've been able to drive. And I can get into that if you'd like.
Paul partner here has got a question for you, Paul.
I get to sit as the engineer and listen to these shows, and occasionally I get to pipe up and ask a question, and I couldn't help here because I was an old PR pro for many years. After I was in traditional radio, I worked in entertainment PR. I handled Johnny Mathis and Anthony Quinn and a whole bunch of others and some big corporate accounts as well. And then got out of that and got back into, you know, this new media venture here. And the thing that I am curious about, because I agree with everything you said, but has PR been hurt by the fact that the media, the traditional media, has shrunk so severely? There are fewer and fewer outlets for business stories, particularly business stories. And has it been hurt by the fact that the media is so distrusted these days, particularly by people in middle America here?
That's a great question. And I would actually say that, yes, there has been an impact on PR from social, and think about, you know, 6 years ago, Instagram didn't exist, right? And it just literally, that's 6 years ago last month. And Snapchat was 5 years ago, was launched. And all of these new mediums have certainly shifted where, you know, people are going to for information. And that, you know, kind of goes back to what I was saying, okay, people are going and they trust their friends and family. They're going there for information. You know, still a lot of purchase decisions obviously are going through search. Over 50% start off with a search when you're looking for a particular product or service. So there's still a huge impact on that. Now, that being said, that's being counterbalanced in what we're seeing by the pure fact that subject matter experts are changing and where people are going for those information. So yes, are there less journalists there today than there were 15, 20 years ago? Yes, absolutely. Are there more subject matter experts now that are bloggers and other key influencers such as, you know, analysts, IT analysts, or, you know, could be or otherwise? So when we say that, there's more fragmentation. I actually call it micromedia, where it's the power of one, right? It's you two gentlemen on, you know, and you could be blogging or...
Exactly. It's narrowcasting versus broadcasting. You're trying to find little niches and own those conversations now, rather than trying to just throw it out to a billion people and hope that four of them really are your customer here.
Right. And I was just on a live stream yesterday with Barry Rafferty from Ketchum. And one of the things that we talked about is that exact shift. It's not about the quantity of the network, the breadth of the network that you're trying to reach. It's the quality of the network and knowing who are those key influencers who are really driving the conversation on what topics.
So one last question, and then I know we got to go to a break here.
Sure.
Obviously, Cision is all about a career. One of the things you do is you offer, and at PR Newswire and stuff, you offer lists of... I know, don't PR agencies still subscribe to your lists, and that's where they find out all
Absolutely.
The list of journalists and influencers and bloggers and stuff. How much? I haven't seen one of your lists in a long time, but I'm always curious, how many other new media outlets do you identify and add to those lists, like podcasters?
Yeah, so we have over 1.6 million influencers globally in our database, and these people are sourcing tens of thousands of stories. It's really become a marketplace where people are, these influencers are looking for subject matter experts to come and contribute with compelling content and,
right.
and a unique, compelling point of view.
As we do in these shows. Well, I hope you will consider adding us and all of our other shows on the networks
Absolutely.
Here to that list, because we're always looking for subject matter experts, and you guys get in front of the PR people that can probably provide those people to us. So.
Well, this kind of an outlet is halfway between earned media in paid media.
Kind of, yeah.
Depending on who's sponsoring the program, et cetera. But we better go to a break. And
yes.
When we come back, we're going to – I really want to spend a little bit of time on this decision communication cloud because I just got blown away by what I'm finding from an accountability standpoint. Paul, over to you.
Whether you're producing a seminar series, users conference, lunch and learn, or exhibiting at a trade show, Validar has a solution. From capturing leads at trade shows to managing on-site registration, tracking session attendance, gathering information, and providing sponsors lead retrieval, we have a full suite of solutions for you. Since 2005, Validar has been turning corporate events and trade shows into better business. Call 888-784-2929 or visit us at Validar.com.
All right, let's pick it back up with Jim and his guest.
Well, we've blown a lot of our questions out the door here, but it's been replaced by great content. So let's talk a little bit. We don't always cover products here, Ken, but I feel compelled to because of what I saw with your Cision Communications Cloud. The accountability and the ability to track it, really, what you claim, back to sales. Tell us more about this in this last 10 minutes.
Yeah, sure. So first of all, let's talk about, and I say this as a practitioner, and let me start from that point of view, which is, you know, so leading a marketing team and trying to generate demand, you know, for leads and pipeline. So first of all, you know, what we've done is when we have implemented our own strategy at Cision and generating go-to-market demand, one of the things that we've done is we've leveraged the power of earned media and amplified the impact of paid and owned through this integrated approach. When we look at that, just to give you an idea, so what is the relevance of a press release? Our own data shows that when we isolated press releases as a content distribution platform versus all the other channels that we use in conjunction, and we added just the press releases, one isolated variable, we saw a 250% lift in content engagement. So incredible. So I'm talking about on top of paid and owned, the press release. Why is that? You see an over 50% lift in organic search rank, right? Because it's about relevance,
yeah.
It's about timeliness, and it's about context. So in any event, I want to share that data point. So the communication cloud, basically what we're doing is when you think about any marketer, what's some of the challenges they've had? They've had to operate in a very manual environment, especially as it relates to earned media. They've had to operate in silos where owned and paid and earned aren't necessarily connected through the various clouds. And as we talked about, there was really a lack of measurability in terms of impact on organizational growth. And so the cloud, what it does is it's bringing together all of our unique capabilities. As you know, and you've probably seen in the news, we've acquired a variety of different companies.
Yeah, you're on a tear.
Vocus. Yeah, absolutely. Vocus, Gorkana, most recently PR Newswire this summer, and that's how I came aboard with Cision. What we've done then is if you look at every single aspect of a communications lifecycle, from listening to multimedia to targeting key influencers, right, and key segments, key markets, industries based on subject and topic, then into content creation, right, and creating compelling content, distributing that content, and then analyze the impact. So a full life cycle. So when I just described what we consider to be the five key stages, the communications and marketing lifecycle program, those are what we bring to bear. And then we do it in a way, one of the things that's been missing is a unique identifier. So who are you reaching? Not just the influencers that you're reaching, but who's the end user, right? If you are in the sports business, apparel business, let's say a Nike, not only are you hitting all the key people covering sports apparel, let's say, but are you hitting the soccer mom, sending out some sort of earned media? So are you micro-targeting? And then what is that impact? What was that next action? And the way that we're bringing that together through the Cision Communication Cloud is our own unique ID that is actually connecting the dots between the influencer to the end user back to the brand. And that's what's unique. And what you're going to see is coming going forward, a lot of announcements. Obviously, this is a major challenge for our industry. So it's not something that we alone can solve. We are going to be announcing strategic partnerships with many players. I'm sure you would expect some of the major brands and paid and owned to be part of that discussion. So that's really what the Communication Cloud is about.
It's really startling. I look at a lot of companies and I see their PR releases are receding. Some companies, they just don't hardly put out anything, and you know they've had things to say. They put forward some of their press mentions and articles as credibility. That's a help, but they're not taking a holistic approach to the whole thing. In other words, they believe in eating half the pie, but not the whole thing. But I look up here on your new products. So you've got your Communications Cloud, PR software, social software, government regulation software, PR Web, and Help a Reporter Out. I've got Haro. That's interesting. They've been out there for a while. So you guys are really closing in on this whole thing. Now, is Cision a private company? It is, isn't it?
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are owned by companies.
Between us, what's the total revenue of the year for the company?
Just between you two and the rest. Let me say that we are, first of all, we're growing very healthy business, very high margin. And you look at the market overall, we are significantly bigger than anybody else in the industry. And you know, I don't really want to mention specific competitors because I don't believe in disparaging anybody. But I think that, you know, we are on the cusp of doing some incredible things for our clients and for the industry and really looking at it in a unique way. And as you mentioned, it's sort of how do you bring this together? The acquisition of PR Newswire was a really incredible addition for Cision because that distribution piece, even though Cision had PR Web, you now are adding the world's largest distribution network in the media world. And so it's really combining the powerhouse of insights and analytics and now, as I mentioned, kind of bringing it all together into a full life cycle. And, you know, just one thing I wanted to mention to you, and you actually astutely pointed out about, you know, not just addressing one piece of the pie. You know, once again, when we used an integrated approach in our own marketing efforts, we saw an over 500% increase in the number of downloads when we used between 8 to 10 paid, owned, and earned channels, which included press releases, and an increase of 40% in conversion rate. Net, when you look at our sales team, and I know that's really what you love to talk about, is we drove an incremental 166% lift in pipeline for our sales team last year, 2% in incremental top-line growth, and reduce the sales cycle by over a third. So the integrated approach that you mentioned actually works. It takes a lot of work. You have to have the right tools and the right infrastructure in place. But if you do it, you can really make a tremendous impact on the organization.
Well, I find it really exciting. If I were to get back into the business again, start from the get-go, I'd love to get into the PR side, which I partially started that years ago and then moved out of that. But I would change it entirely. We've had 345 programs in SLMA Radio, and we've started a CRM radio. And I'm looking for a host, by the way, if you know anyone, for a PR radio program, part of our lineup. But we're going to have more programs.
Be happy to help
on
you.
SLMA Radio and CRM Radio about the importance of PR. We're going to really make an effort. Probably once a month for the next couple of months, and because you've opened up my eyes with all these acquisitions and what's going on, and I took my eyes off the ball talking about lead management and lead generation, but I just didn't look at the earned media portion of it. So, Ken, thank you so much for coming in today. You've been very generous with your time. Your PR people are great, and I appreciate them setting up this interview. How can people contact you, Ken?
Twitter at Ken Winko. So W-I-N-C-K-O is how you spell my last name. You can either reach me at, I have two email addresses, actually. So I have ken.winko@cision.com and ken.winko@prnewswire.com. So happy to help either of you, as well as any of your guests, if there's anything I can do in order to help demonstrate some best practices or just talk about how you can use earned media to drive demand. Happy to do that. Something I'm very passionate about.
Oh, Paul said just make sure you spell Incision. It's C-I-S-I-O-N, right?
That is correct.
Okay, great. He's my conscience here. You've been very generous with your time, Ken. I'd love to have you back again. I'm going to make good on the promise to have more about PR on all of our programming. Ken Winko, the Senior Vice President of Marketing at the dynamic company, Cision. and their recent purchase of PR Newswire, the addition to a lot of big names to their executive staff. It's going to be really interesting to see how this new communications cloud changes the way marketers think. Ken, thank you very much for coming aboard today.
Thank you very much for your time, and let's do this again.
We will. Paul?
You've been listening once again to SLMA Radio, brought to you on behalf of our 9,000-plus members of the Sales Lead Management Association, one of the many shows on the Funnel Radio Network. Stick around. A lot more coming your way today. MSAP Radio, up next.